Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ross Tucker joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker brought to you by BetQL. Get the BetQL app or BetQL.com today. All right. Tonight, Cowboys, Saints, both desperately need wins, Ross. And I want to start there before we get into some other things that are going on around the NFL. I look at the Saints team and I go, how are they going to score tonight? I mean, all of their playmakers are seemingly hurt. And then I look at the Cowboys and they've got issues, but not as many issues as the Saints.
Well, you're right. But before I forget, Mike just triggered something. Carl, I got to bring this up. When you guys were talking about the Dante Fowler sack thing, I once played a late season game against a team, and one of the offensive linemen was friends with a defensive lineman for the other team, and he had a really big sack incentive, and he said, tell the O-line, I'll give him $50,000 for a sack. and so the guy said that to us, and I think he was joking, but I'm not sure.
I don't know.
We all had the exact same reaction. Well, it depends on how the game's going. I'll let him know in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
Which I thought was amazing. But, yeah, I mean, you have situations like that every once in a while. The guy had a big-time sack incentive, so him giving us 50 grand so he can hit his 500 grand or whatever it was, that math works. So we all had the same gut instinct, which was, well, if it's a blowout, let's talk business.
I love it. Any way to get paid.
Yeah, as for the Cowboys game, and I thought the Saints were going to get some of their dudes back. Still no Kamara.
Right.
Probably makes sense. Give them 10 more days. But maybe the bigger problem is no Ramczyk or Armstead again. And the Cowboys are getting DeMarcus Lawrence back. And they've got Micah Parsons, who Greg Cosell, the NFL Films guru, said on my podcast, the Ross Tucker podcast today, he thinks he's the best edge rusher in the NFL already. And he doesn't think that's a particularly bold statement. I saw where Daniel Jeremiah said the same thing this week, which, by the way, the fact that a guy that opted out last year is a rookie, played linebacker off the ball at Penn State, and is only a part-time pass rusher, might be the best in the NFL right now, is absolute insanity. But now you got Lawrence and Micah Parsons going against essentially the third and fourth tackles for the Saints. That's a problem. I mean, I'm sure they're going to try to run it with Taysom Hill anyway. I understand why they're going with him, whatever it takes to try to change things up somehow. But that's a big problem, especially when the Cowboys are getting CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper back. You know, without those two guys, it really slowed down Dak and the offense.
And as we mentioned earlier, Dan Quinn's going to serve as the interim coach because McCarthy is out now, again, in the COVID protocol. So Quinn will be on the sideline. We talked about that earlier. Yeah, man, it's such a topsy-turvy division. You know, we like our chances. Look, no one has illusions about this team going all the way. But, you know, Ross, with Carolina looking like they're in flux with their quarterback situation and the Saints, and we've got one more game with each of those guys. We got the Bucs this weekend. But the Falcons, you know, we got a glimmer, man. We got a glimmer here.
Heck yeah, you do, man. I mean, look, you guys don't even have that much talent. We've talked about it before. I actually think, and nobody's going to do it because they're only 5-6. I think Arthur Smith should get some discussion for Coach of the Year. I really believe that. I mean, when you think about this team, you know, their best skill guy, Calvin Ridley, hasn't been able to play for a while. And then their next best guy, Cordero Patterson, is really a wide receiver. They've got it running back, and they were missing him for a couple games or a game or two, whatever it was. I'm just thoroughly impressed by what Arthur Smith's done. And we've talked about it before. I do think it's a real feather in the cap of Matt Ryan as well that they've gotten him to this point. I mean, I don't think there's very many guys on the Falcons that would start for other teams in the NFL. I mean, you're talking about Grady, probably Deion Jones, A.J. Terrell, you know, Kyle Pitts would start for a lot, but not a lot, guys.
Yeah, and it speaks to the job that Coach is doing. I do agree with you there. We're talking to Ross Tucker, guys. We do it each and every week, talking about what's going on around the NFL. And as you look at some of the games this weekend, I got to tell you, when I look at the Steelers, I go, this is a function of them keeping Big Ben a year or two longer than what they should have. I know why they did it, but now they find themselves in a you know, rivalry game with the Ravens, in a must-win situation if they have any hopes of trying to get to the playoffs. And, Ross, I don't think they're a playoff team. What do you think?
Oh, no. I mean, not only are they not a playoff team, there's a chance, and this sounds like hyperbole, there's a chance they don't win another game this year. I mean, I have Steve Fezzik on my Even Money podcast, the betting one. He's a, you know, he's a professional bettor. He doesn't think the Steelers will be favored in another game the rest of the year. Now, they're the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're going to win one or two of them. But just the fact that they won't be favored, I think, is very telling and says a lot about a lot, quite frankly. And, you know, I was on board with them. I was okay with them bringing Ben back for another year. And I say that because I thought they were the best team in football the first 11 games last year. I mean, they were undefeated. They were playing very well offensively and defensively, and Ben was coming off the elbow surgery from the offseason. So I agreed with the idea of, you know, running it back one more time. It hasn't worked out for a lot of reasons. And so, but in that instance, I would have rather given Ben and this group of veterans like Cam Hayward and Watt and Minka Fitzpatrick, I would rather give them one more chance as opposed to going with Mason Rudolph,
right,
or Haskins, and those guys knowing they got no shot.
By the way, Tomlin's not in any kind of heat because, you know, he's one of those guys that the organization obviously believes in stability, but as you said, they tried to run it up the flagpole one more time. It's just not there.
Yeah, no, he's not. And I mean, they love him. He's never had a losing season. He's probably about to have his first one. I guess what they have to decide, what he has to decide, is if they want – him to be the coach through the transition, because they will have another quarterback next year.
Ross Tucker, our guest, guys, as we go around the NFL talking about what is happening. And one of the things that's happening is we're talking about, you know, Russell Wilson. Seattle's a mess too. And, you know, we've been talking about this now for what, almost a full, you know, calendar year about Russ wanting out. If in fact they do have a losing season, which it looks like they will, is Pete Carroll done and is Russell gone?
Yeah, I think both those things happen. I think the organization decides that it's time for a clean sweep and it makes sense to get a new coach in there, potentially even a new general manager as well, and trade Russell Wilson, get a bunch of draft picks back, and use that to rebuild the franchise sort of from the ground up, because that's what they need to do. I don't think Russell Wilson wants to be there anymore. I personally believe, I've said this elsewhere, I personally believe that he will end up with the New York Giants. And I say that because he just strikes me as a guy, you know, he's got big visions, right? He talks about wanting to own a team. His wife is whatever, a singer, model, all that stuff. I just envision them wanting to be in New York for all of those reasons, rubbing elbows with, you know, business people, celebs.
Right.
And if you think about it from the Giants' perspective, they need to do something drastic, guys. They need to do something. They've been the worst team in the NFL over the last 5 years.
Right.
They need to do something. Their fan base is eroding. Russell Wilson would give them instant credibility and would get those fans to come back that have all kind of lost interest the last couple of years.
That's a good point. Hey, Ross, you had 2 years up there in New England, and very quietly as they let the quarterback get better and better. And again, the completion percentage is insane. We've talked about how good Mac Jones is. But now, do you look at the Patriots? Can they be the number one seed, and will they be the number one seed in the AFC?
They can be. Man, I don't know. It depends on Monday night. It really does. It depends on Monday night. Because the thing I saw last Sunday when the Ravens, who are the number one seed right now, they're not playing great. I mean, the Ravens aren't playing very well at all. So it is ripe for the picking, but the Patriots need to get it done Monday night in Buffalo against the Bills. That game is going to be epic. It's kind of fun when the best game of the week is a Monday night and we can have it to look forward to. But I got to tell you right now, I probably would bet on New England. If I had to put a dollar on it, the number one seed in the AFC, I probably would go with the Patriots.
Yeah, me too. Hey, before we let you go, it used to be everybody aspired as a coach to get to the NFL for the most part because it was the highest level you were going to make the most money. We're seeing the numbers being thrown around at the collegiate level, Ross. You don't have to go to the NFL anymore if you are one of these high-paid coaches that we're seeing, you know, like Kelly now and Lincoln Riley. We know Nick Saban's in there, Dabo. We could go down the list, Kirby Smart. Does that change the dynamic of guys just wanting now to stay and stick in college?
I think there's a couple things there. One is the college contracts are a lot longer. You know, James Franklin gets 8 years. Mel Tucker gets 9 years. Those are fully guaranteed. NFL contracts are 4, 5, 6 years. So in terms of the commitment to and the money, you're going to get that, and you're still going to get more time in college than you are in the NFL. You know, especially if they give you that kind of money, they're going to give you 3 years. NFL, some guys are gone after one. A lot of guys are gone after two. So you've got more of an opportunity and a longer contract in college. Plus, in college, you're the head coach and you're the GM. You know, in the NFL, that's not the case. And in college, you can recruit 5 first-round picks. In the NFL, you can only draft one. Those are the reasons why guys do it. And if you're the head coach, some of these guys, like Brian Kelly doesn't do a ton recruiting. He just has his, like, 50 dudes firing off 50 calls and DMs and text messages every night. But he doesn't have to grind on the recruiting like the assistants do. Every assistant coach would rather be in the NFL because an assistant coach in college – you know, it's like you have 2 full-time jobs. You're coaching and you're recruiting. In the NFL, you're just coaching.
Great point. Man, we got to run. Appreciate the time as always. Where are you at, by the way, this weekend? Where are you at?
You know what? It's the first weekend. I'm done with my CBS stuff. I'll do Army-Navy on the radio next weekend.
Awesome.
So this weekend I'm going to my high school in the state semifinals Friday night. And Dan and Shay concert Saturday night. I'm going to be – I never get to go out on a Saturday night. I'm going to be in rare form Saturday night.
All right, man. Oiled up, baby.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.